It's Monday, the 1st of December, and I'm Tonataka Villa with your 1 p.m. news. Future Media's Angie Scholes is in China this week, exploring how one of Jiangxi Province's former rural settlements has been transformed into a modern, fast-growing town. She's also touring Chinese companies that operate here in Namibia, looking at their technology, investment strategies, and development models.
China Jiangxi International E-Technical Corporation has begun construction of a major solar power generation plant in Rosh-Pinna. The project is expected to deliver 100 megawatts of renewable energy and is scheduled for completion in 2026. As part of the development, the company has subcontracted 20% of the work to Namibian firms, a move aimed at boosting local participation and skills transfer in the country's growing green energy sector. I'm Angie Scholes for Future Media News, China.
The visit forms part of broader efforts to strengthen cooperation and understanding between Namibia and China. With World AIDS Day being commemorated today on 1 December, the Ministry of Health and Social Services, together with UNAIDS, has reported that about 230,000 people are living with HIV in Namibia. In 2023 alone, the country recorded roughly 6,000 new infections and 3,700 AIDS-related deaths. Of those living with HIV, about 93% know their status, 95% are on treatment, and 98% of those on treatment are virally suppressed. South Africa is back on the International Maritime Organization Council, a seat it held in 2021. It is now the only Southern African Development Community nation on the council. The Transport Ministry's spokesperson, Colin Msibi, says the country will use its maritime position to support Africa's voice on global shipping safety and sustainability issues.
It has now been re-elected under Category C for the 2026-2027 term. This category comprises of countries with specific interests in maritime transport or navigation. Their inclusion ensures a balanced representation of all major geographic regions worldwide.
Staying on the continent, the presidents of the Democratic Republic of Congo and Rwanda will visit Washington, D.C. this week to sign a peace deal and meet U.S. President Donald Trump. Reuters reports the meeting is scheduled for 4 December as America seeks to promote peace in eastern Congo and attract Western mining investment. And Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has asked for a presidential pardon as he continues to face long-running corruption charges. Netanyahu, who denied any wrongdoing, says the nearly six-year trial is dividing the country and could drag on for years. The AFP news agency reports that it follows reports that U.S. President Donald Trump wrote to Israel's President Isaac Herzog earlier this month, urging him to grant the pardon. You can find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.